This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys on a Friday. Thank you so much, Sean Myers, for that update. Paul Skeens was really something else. he hasn't allowed a run at home since June 8th. It's a span of 27 and two-thirds innings pitched. His fifth straight start. Opposing hitters do not score against Paul Skeens at home. His season ERA, regardless of venue, now at 194. Just absolutely incredible. Scoreless in five of his past seven. Quality starts in 15 of 24. Yeah, I've come to the conclusion that Paul Skeens is very good. Let's talk about that with Bob Walk here on the Fan Hotline. Bob, do you ever get tired of watching Paul Skeens pitch? It's just constant entertainment. It feels like every outing we learn something new about the guy.
Yeah, you're right. I'm never tired of that. I think what has been different lately is, you know, and I don't know how many starts it's been. I'll just throw a number out at you. Let's say four, maybe five, where the splinker, which was, you know, the big pitch for him that he just started, he kind of invented it and started throwing it. And now he doesn't throw it much at all. It's been all about the changeup. So he's always doing something a little different. He'd be a hard guy to really make a perfect, accurate scouting report. You always know he's going to throw hard, but you don't know what the percentage of fastball use is going to be and what's going to be his second pitch on any given start, his third pitch on any given start. It's hard to tell. You're just not sure. You have to watch him and see what he's going to go with, and then you never know. Also, he might just change completely second time through the lineup and do something else. The reason I think that's so rare is, one, he's a power guy. Power guys usually don't do that. And two, a lot of power guys don't have the ability, the command, to just do whatever they want with whatever pitches they want. Oh, I think I'm going to throw this pitch today. Or you normally have to throw, you know, whatever pitch you think you can throw to a spot, or at least throw for strikes, if nothing else. That's kind of how most guys make their decision. But, you know, I think he just goes out there and for any given hitter or any given day, I think this is going to be my best secondary pitch today. So I think it'll have the best results. And it's been the changeup lately that's been that great pitch for him.
Yeah, I've got a theory on that. I wanted to bounce that off of you. And if I'm completely off base, please tell me that's okay. But, you know, the way he throws his splinker, it's like a modified two-seamer. He's splitting his fingers on either side of the ball. I don't know how he grips his changeup, but in all likelihood, that's coming out of the same arm slot. He's throwing that the exact same way. And I would imagine that, like, he's aware that people are looking for the splinker, and if he throws something that out of his hand looks very similar, that it's a natural piece of deception, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, you know, your goal, unless you're a trick guy, your goal is to throw everything from the same spot so that, you know, arm slot can never be a tip off to what you might see. I mean, that's what I think everybody strives for. You know, you do have guys and myself included, when I got a little later in my career, I mean, you're starting to throw all over the place, you know, sidearm, dead over the top, and you're throwing all your pitches from all different spots and say, okay, guys, you know, try to guess with that, you know, that sort of thing. But he's not like that. He's trying to throw everything from the same spot so he doesn't, you know, give anybody a different look on any different pitch. And, you know, the splinker or splitter essentially is a change-up pitch. It's just not that big a difference from his fastball. If he's throwing 100 on any given day, like let's say he's throwing 97 to 100, that split pitch that he throws is usually down, you know, not 93-ish, somewhere in there, 94 maybe. So you got a little bit of a difference that the changeup he's throwing, which I think is probably some kind of modified circle change, that's taken another 3 or 4 miles off the pitch. So it's almost like he's got two different changeups he can go to, one that's just a little bit off his fastball and another one where there's a pretty big difference. And he's been going with the one that's, you know, got 7 or 8 mile an hour difference off that fastball. And then another thing, too, he's got to where it doesn't matter, left-hander, right-hander, he'll throw it to anybody. He wants to throw inside corner to a right-hand hitter, he does it, and it works. And that's always a little bit of a mark of a much better than average changeup when you can go right on right, you know, and have that baby fade dead, you know, drop a little bit, kind of deaden down and in, and have those guys swing right over the top of it and miss the pitch completely, you know, not even pull it for a strike, but miss it. He gets a lot of those, and that tells you that not only is he throwing a changeup, he's throwing one of the better changeups that you see. Not too many guys even have a changeup that good. And that's just one of so many outstanding pitches he can throw.
Yeah, he's a power pitcher with 7 offerings, like legit offerings.
That's they're all good. They're all good. He didn't. Yeah, you know, some guys, I've seen guys with 7 pitches. Who cares?
Musgrove was kind of that way. He had 7, but it was kind of like 5.
Yeah, you could catch them all in a teacup. They're all in the same spot. They do the same thing. One moves a little left, a little right, a little slower, a little quicker. But, he's got 7 pitches, and they're all very different. And, you know, he pretty much, you know, there's nights where maybe he's not perfect with his control. But most of the time, he's throwing everything at least, you know, can split the plate in half with most of his pitches and keep the ball inside or outside.
Yeah. Chatting Pirates with Bob Walk here on the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey filling in for the guys. Awesome night at the park last night, I thought, Bob, with Key Brian Hayes getting an ovation from the fans. I don't know whether maybe he seemed a little surprised by it, that it was that loud. I thought it was pretty special for him. It never did really pan out the way anybody hoped, Key Brian and the team. What do you think held that back? You know, and just how would you look at Key Brian Hayes' tenure here?
Well, he wasn't a good fit for us. It's a luxury item to have offensive. It's a luxury item to have a defensive player at a corner position.
Yeah, you need him to hit.
You know, and it's just there are teams where they can afford the. You know, to spend the money, and because of other positions in their offense, maybe they got a league leading hitter out in center field, or a shortstop, a catcher, defensive type positions. And I think we were never in anywhere close to that kind of a situation. We need our corner guys to be run producers, and you know, and I think Jason, you'll agree with this that. All his time here, you can look and you can pick out about 3 or 4 great months where he just carried the team.
Yeah.
And we would all think, oh, wow, look, this is the kind of guy he's going to end up becoming. And it never happened. Phenomenal defensive player. He will always be that. But for us, carrying a defensive guy at a corner position, I just don't see that working out. We need the offense. I think everybody that has watched us, especially this year, has to agree with that.
Bob, wanted to ask you specifically about somebody I believe can supply some of that offense, but hasn't done it to this point. Henry Davis, homers last night. How much are you going to be paying attention to him? Thought it was a great conversation too, hearing you guys compare him to Jason Kendall. By the way, that was a perfect comparison, and the fact that those two work together, you can see it rubbing off on him. But, you know, I guess my question is just how important would it be for the Pirates for him to pan out and really be the type of pick they thought he would be?
Well, again, it's kind of like, it's the same conversation, we just had about Key Bryan that, you got to look for offense. Now, the difference is that the catcher, that's a place where you might lean more toward defense. You know, as a catcher, you don't have to hit 280 and have 80 RBIs and, 20 home runs. That's not a spot where you need to do that. Now, if you are a premier defensive guy and you hit like, Molina did in St. Louis all those years, well, that's frosting on the cake. So I don't think he has to just, start crushing balls. But with his pedigree, what he did in amateur baseball, what he did in the minor leagues, the fact that he's a first-round pick makes you believe that there's got to be some hitting talent in there. But for him, I think if he would hit 230 and hit 10 home runs a year, the way he's been playing defense, the energy he brings to the team, to the position behind the plate. How about the pop fly he caught down the first baseline last night?
Yeah.
Running down there.
Yep.
With the first base umpire, Wolf, he was like, I could tell he was fired up about him making that catch. It was like.
Was that what he was doing? He was telling Henry, nice catch?
I don't know if he was or not, but he was yelling something in his ear. Yeah. And what could he possibly have been saying? I don't think he was saying nice catch. I think Wolf is kind of a fiery guy. I mean, he looks like a drill instructor, right? I mean, he's a buff guy, yeah. And he can get in your face. I think he was, saying something about, now, like he might have said something, now that's a catcher or something like that, mm-hmm. Because I think he's an old-time baseball type guy. And it was a really, to see a catcher fly out of that, from behind the plate, and run down there and make that catch where he did, and it wasn't that high. The ball wasn't that high. It was really a cool moment, I think.
I love really the way he plays. I just can't have him hit 170. I need more offense.
I agree. I got it. Like what I said, 230 with 10 home runs, the way he plays.
Yep.
You'd try signing him up to a multi-year contract if he did that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he's turned into. I marvel at the fact he looks so good behind the plate now. And yeah. When he first got up here, we put him in right field because he couldn't catch. That baffles my mind.
Yeah, he looks like a major league catcher. Maybe the jury's still out on a major league hitter, but I have no problem putting him behind the plate. Last thing for you, Bob. Well,
I know Skeens doesn't have any problem.
Skeens to be doing just fine.
Yeah.
But last thing I wanted to ask you was about O'Neill Cruz. He made a catch last night. I think they might have said on the TV side it was his fastest sprint speed of the year, something like that. I've noticed from being there, his head is still in the clouds sometimes in ways that I don't understand. I don't think anybody does. But his routes to balls and like the actual nuance of him playing the outfield, to me, has gotten better, which I know that's a weird thing to say. But I was curious of what you thought about like his reads and breaks specifically. Not so much like, is he paying attention enough to keep the ball in front of him? Clearly that still needs work. But reads and breaks, what have you thought about his outfield play there?
Yeah, he still needs break or still needs work on some of those other things that he's doing. Although I think he's better in that regard too. But there's still a long ways to go in his staying focused, let's say that.
Yeah.
When he went out to center field, I really thought that, oh, he's just going to be a natural center fielder. And I think a lot of people maybe thought it was just because, he's fast and huge arm, and this is going to be unbelievable seeing him out there. But it just goes to show that there's more to being an athlete playing the outfield. There is some nuance type things, and reading the ball off the bat and, getting a good jump, leaning left a little bit with the pitch, paying attention to stuff like that. Knowing where you are when you're running after a ball. Early on, it seemed like he was always pulling up short of the wall, and then the ball would just be out of his reach a little bit. But he still had a couple of steps to go if he would have went ahead and taken them. You're not seeing that so much anymore. And he just looks like he's more confident when he's on the run going after a ball. He's not looking for someone else to make the catch all the time. At first, those first month or so he was out there, I kept wanting to say, maybe I even did mention it a couple times, like, dude, you're the center fielder. Catch everything. Don't let anybody call you off.
Yep.
If you can catch the ball, you call them off. You're the man out there. You got to be aggressive. And that helps his, that would help his attitude and his focus, I think, to have that in his mind when he's out there playing, of like, everybody better get the heck out of my way because I'm the center fielder and I'm going to catch everything. And I think you're seeing that a little bit more. And I think that's why some of the routes, he seems to be more confident when he's running toward the ball. He's not looking, you know, say, where's Reynolds? Is Reynolds going to catch this ball? No, Reynolds has to be looking out for you. You know, that's the way that goes. When Reynolds was a center fielder, that's the way he played out there. Everybody had to look out for him. He was the guy. Well, that's – and it has to be like that because when you don't have a center fielder that's real sure of himself, that's when all the balls are starting to, like, everybody pulls up and the ball falls in between people and, you know, balls that should have been caught aren't because now everybody gets tentative because the center fielder's tentative. And that's – that, to me, when he first got out there, that was the biggest problem. Is he didn't play center field like a center fielder. But I agree with you. He's changing. I think he's getting better at it now. He's learning how to play the position.
Yeah, Bob Walk, thanks so much, man. Always a pleasure. See you at the ballpark.
All right, Jason. See you tomorrow.
All right, Bob. Yeah, I really like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Last point, and I know I brought it up, but Bob added way more context and insight than I ever could. I know what I've seen, and it's a weird argument or discussion to have about O'Neal Cruz, right? You say that O'Neal Cruz is improving and somebody's going to point to the play, I don't know, 5 days ago now or something where the ball, you know, goes under his glove and whatever. And like, that's a completely fair criticism. He's been not focused in inopportune times far more than you would ever like for a center fielder. and we can talk about his bat, and it hasn't been good enough, and it needs to improve. I'm strictly talking about what Bob was describing, the confidence to go get the ball. We saw that last night. And if I'm going to look at anything from this Pirates season and feel like this is a building block or whatever, and O'Neill Cruz has to be one, as frustrated as you might get with him, and everybody does, the team does. This kid is so talented, but you don't give up on him. You can't give up on him because, what, 5-6 days ago also, he made one of the best throws you're ever going to see. Just picks the ball up, almost nonchalantly, throws it to third base, nails a runner. So talented. And a lot of it, I do believe that, and I'm glad Bob said it the way he did, because it is a lack of confidence. It is when you're in center field, that swagger to go get the ball. So this belongs to me. I don't care where you're at. I'm going to go get everything I can. And that only comes when you get comfortable playing the position. O'Neill Cruz is not a bad guy. He's not a bad person. He's not a whatever criticism. It's just weird that the focus wanes. It's the same thing that bothered Tristan Jarry. He'd play 59 good minutes, and the one, you'd be like, dude, what are you doing? You all right? Like, that's the same thing. It's just a different sport. And so if you can figure out those moments where O'Neill Cruz keeps his head in the game, I mean, you're working with something far beyond Tristan Jarry. The offense needs to improve. You need to make better swing decisions. They need more contact from him. It's the same thing. But I'm also in the camp, and I didn't mean to make this an O'Neill Cruz discussion. Players can't improve. He's not past that. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Just one more Pirates discussion I want to have with myself or Sean or anybody else that wants to join in. I'm surprised we're not seeing Bubba Chandler, and I'm not quite sure why. Bubba Chandler pitched on Tuesday. 4 2/3 innings, gave up 8 hits, 3 runs. They were earned a walk, 7 strikeouts, 91 pitches. Bubba Chandler has not pitched terribly well of late. His last 4 starts as a 6.98 ERA, 3.13 batting average against. Obviously, that's not screaming promotion. I also think we need to be mindful of where this kid is at. Like, very clearly, he's going to be a part of this thing, right? He spent basically a calendar year in AAA. Given his talent, prospect at the top of the sport, we saw the top end of what he's capable of doing. Are we really looking at Bubba Chandler like he's a bad pitcher? Or should we be looking at Bubba Chandler and thinking maybe there's something else going on here? At least that's the way I look at it. And I worry that the Pirates made a bad decision not bringing him up when they did really in May, and it kind of cost them. And now we're doing the same thing. I'd like to see them break through that ceiling. Maybe take a chance on a kid. No, it doesn't make a lot of sense to promote somebody who's got a 7 ERA. Clearly, it's not my first day. It also makes sense to bring somebody up who's going to be a part of your team in 2026, who needs to be a part of your team in 2026, and use some time where the results really don't matter to let this kid's feet get wet. And what I was talking about before, just some numbers on this. I had to look it up before the show because I knew it, but I didn't know it. Through May, Bubba Chandler, 11 starts, a 2.03 ERA, 1.81 batting average against, struck out 69 in 48 2/3 innings. The next 5 starts that followed, he worked a total of 12 2/3 innings, ERA of 8.5, had more walks, 12, than strikeouts, 11. You can't convince me Bubba Chandler wasn't affected. He thought he should have been up here, and he wasn't. That strikes me as pouting. That strikes me as I let it affect my mentality. And I don't know, maybe he's affected by it right now too. Maybe he's thinking, what in the world are they doing? Why am I not up here? And yeah, that you don't always want to reward that. At the same time, there's the other side of the coin. Don't you want to challenge a guy? Don't you want to say, look, you're a part of this thing. We need you. We need you to raise your level. We need you to be with us. We need the rotation help. We need your talent. Let's give you an opportunity. You know, I saw on Saturday, the Pirates, I believe it's Saturday, do not have an announced starter. Mitch Keller is going to go tonight. And I thought, without looking at Chandler's schedule, I thought maybe that might be a spot for Bubba. And it's not going to be. I mean, you're not going to go Tuesday, Saturday, I wouldn't think. That's not typical for how they would deploy a pitcher of his age. At the same time, they usually don't have a guy make his MLB debut on the road. So we're going to go another week out before Bubba Chandler lines up for something. In the meantime, we're going to give away probably two starts. I was looking at his innings. He's got about 47 innings left. Can translate that to roughly 9 starts. So if they, you know, pull the lever, the next time they have an opportunity, Bubba Chandler is going to get about 7 starts up here. I wish it would have happened sooner. I don't understand why it hasn't happened. I think there's a real case you can make for it. Hunter Barco kind of gets lumped into that category. He's not there for me. Bubba Chandler spent basically a whole year, like I said, at AAA. Hunter Barco's made 14 starts. About 54 innings, I want to say. That's not the same thing. I need to see Chandler here. I need to see him as a part of things. If he's going to be with the Pirates, he needs to use this opportunity for something. It's the same reason we're talking about Henry Davis. The same reason we're talking about Jared Triolo or any of these other guys that you're going to play him, because you need to find out what you have. If 2026 matters, and it does, and Bubba Chandler needs to be a part of this thing, get him up here. Get him up here. All right, I want to switch back to football for our final segment together. I didn't get a chance to give my takes on what I'm going to be looking at in the preseason game on Saturday night, and we'll put a bow on it with this. I think the Cam Hayward, Chris Boswell contract discussion has taken us to a place in sports that we probably can't ever get away from, and I think it's a place that it's not just that. There are annoyances with modern-day sports. I'll give you mine. I'll try to get to it quickly. We can take a phone call or two. I want to hear Sean's opinion as well, because there's some things that I just miss and I don't love. I'll explain them when we get back. Jason Mackey in for Pomp and Joe, and you're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys on a Friday. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. this afternoon. Sean Myers producing. This has been fun, man. It's our last segment together.
It's been a wonderful day.
That sounded very much like Stark.
Yes.
This has been a wonderful day.
Fill his void. I think he's in maybe North Carolina. I'm not exactly sure, but he sent a picture of raisins to myself and Brian Batko and Donnie this morning.
With the context being what?
He was saying something about raisins yesterday. I was kind of zoned out because I think I was actually doing something else. But let me pull it up. Yeah, both pictures of raisins and craisins he sent to the group. Myself, Batko, and Donnie all received that.
All right. Why not?
So he's having a good time today.
That's good. That's good. All right. Well, anyway, Steelers kick off their preseason Saturday night in Jacksonville. I'm looking forward to it. Admit it. You are too. I know it's preseason football and the Steelers have like 27 guys not going to play. I don't care. I'm excited for some semi-real football. I'm excited for pomp on the TV and what we're going to see. And I do think there's some actual intrigue here, some stuff to be gleaned from Steelers Jaguars. So I came up with my five players to watch, what I'm most intrigued to see. And one, two, they're kind of interchangeable for me. I'm actually going to go with Jack Sawyer because with all three top outside linebackers sitting out, I want to see what Sawyer can do in a real setting. And I think we're going to see it's more responsibility that he's going to have a lot during the season. Yes, but I've been impressed with him in camp so far. And I guess I don't have a really good reason why I'm putting him ahead of Caleb Johnson, but I am. Caleb Johnson's a very close second, if not first. Again, with Jaylen Warren out, I don't think you're going to run up a lot of miles on Kenny Gainwell. Caleb Johnson's got to show whether he can do this in a real game. And there have been some criticisms of his work in pass protection, catching the ball out of the backfield, whatever. Man, I don't need to see that. I want to see him running hard first, second down, and he's going to get, I would imagine, quite a few carries early on with the second team offense. Two very big ones there. Maybe an underrated one. I'm not putting too much stock in the offensive line and or Broderick Jones. If he's good, I mean, it's encouraging. It's better than him being terrible. If he turns into a turnstile, that's obviously going to raise some alarm bells, but I'm not going to feel all that much better if he's just serviceable against the Jaguars. I think those two have a lot more to prove. I think there's a lot more unknown about those guys. Third one on my list is Roman Wilson. It's been an up and down camp for him. My second day out there was the best camp day yet that Roman Wilson has had. I like the chemistry that he's developing with Aaron Rodgers. It's kind of a neat thing. I didn't really take Roman Wilson. I mean, we don't really know these guys. We try. The players themselves, they know each other best, but that much of a people pleaser, and that seems to be the picture Aaron Rodgers has been painting of Roman Wilson. So how's that translate on the field? Obviously not going to get a chance to work with Aaron Rodgers, but Mason Rudolph, what kind of camp, and with Calvin Austin III being out, it's going to be interesting to show whether Roman Wilson is what we hope he can be. Number four would be Y.A. Black, and we can put in parentheses maybe Derek Harmon because they're right there. I think there's less of a question about Derek Harmon and how much playing time he's going to get. Y.A. Black, talking about this with Ray Fittipaldo, has been absolutely fantastic. He's been a menace in camp, batting down passes. Now, are you just picking things up about an opposing offense that you see a lot? Does it work when the real games are happening? I think it could. I've liked Black from the very moment the Steelers picked him. Rookie mini camp, OTAs, all that stuff's looked really good, and then it's translated into camp. Not saying he's going to make the Pro Bowl, just saying he could play a decent amount. Looks good. Number five, probably something that we will notice less. Hopefully we'll notice less, but a position battle. I asked Ray Fittipaldo about this one, Thornhill versus Chuck Clark. That safety spot, I think it's probably Thornhill, but Clark has some experience there. Those two guys will theoretically be playing. They're still kind of veterans, mostly veterans, but they're going to be in the lineup and try to figure out who is who has the edge at safety. All right, so the final topic I wanted to discuss, Sean, this is an open forum. I'll try to get through my bits quickly. Modern sports things that annoy me, and the ad nauseum contract talk that the NFL has become is part of it. And just the, there's so much with the contract stuff that it almost detracts from how much we're focusing on the field sometimes, and it frustrates me. But it's only one of a few things that I'd probably put that into the third category of the things I'm going to list, and that's sports business. Like, it's become more than sports. We're always talking about business, efficient spending, length of contract, value. I'm not saying I'm not interested by it. I'm just saying that in modern sports, we kind of get hit over the head with it. It's a little bit too much. Another thing is something that Sean mentioned. Subscribing to Apple TV, Roku, Peacock, and whatever other bleeping subscription service that we have to. I shouldn't have to spend money in 7 different places to watch teams. Maybe 1. You lose me with 2. It's frustrating. Why? I'm not asking for everything for free, but it's just, man, it's like going to the supermarket trying to buy enough things to see what I want to see sports-wise. Number 2. Or 3, I suppose. The analytics crowd. Too much of it. You've probably picked this up by now. I'm kind of a middle grounder. I like a little bit, not a lot. Not going to be super extreme. I like numbers. I understand them. I think there's value in them. I don't want you to whack me over the head with bacon, meatball percentage, PFF grades, Corsi, expected goals for percentage, and all this crap. And yes, I am guilty of doing it sometimes in my writing. We all get carried away. But it's part of watching sports in 2025. Get a little bit too much. Number 3 was sports business and how much we have to talk about contracts and all of that. So number 4, replays. Not that I don't like replay. Not that I don't think there's some value in it. I do. But you know what's frustrating? When your team potentially has a walk-off win and say, hey, hang on, somebody might be challenging. We got to wait. And it doesn't matter if it's the Pirates, if it's the Penguins, if it's the whatever. You know, having these great moments killed by replay. And number 5 of the things that I really don't care for in modern-day sports watching, the on-field or on-court interviews. You cannot find a greater waste of time. I don't need to hear generic thoughts from behind a bench, 1 or 2 question interviews. None of these have ever added meaningful insight. Behind a bench, jogging off of a field, between quarters, whatever you're doing. Let them play, for crying out loud. I do not need to hear generic canned thoughts. I can get my generic canned thoughts after the game. Thank you very much. All right, Sean, I miss anything? You have anything to add?
Well, so a few of the things that you said, I had quickly jotted down some notes about what I would, you know, include in what annoys me. The contract aspect, yes. And again, I told you before, I just think it's so confusing that people that even, you know, truly are avid sports fans can't follow a lot of this stuff. So
I'm watching sports. I don't want to go to business school.
Yes, it's very convoluted. To kind of go with, you said, the business aspect of it, this is college sports I'm talking.
Ooh,
the transfers, it's just, I have no problem if a person transfers for the right reasons, but it's become free agency every single year in college football and to college basketball as well. I don't like that. That's making it really tough to cheer for a player when you know in all likelihood if they do well, they're going to leave your program. That would be one that's more recent. Also more recent, in a number of sports, in particular the NBA, and I think baseball as well, is load management.
Ooh.
Players who are healthy are not playing when they're available. And there's obviously guys need rest, right? But I think we've kind of gone a little overboard in that regard. I hate that baseball players have day games off when they play 2 night games in a row. If they're one of your best 9, I think they should be in there to some extent. Those are the types of things, and it happens in every sport, but in particular, the NBA was most known for load management, where they had some of their best players intentionally sitting out 10 or 15 games a year. And the subscription thing that you said is absolutely right. And unfortunately, it's getting worse and worse and worse every single year. You know what was great? When cable had all the sports that you needed. And that's,
I know.
You just had to, obviously, cable, you were paying for that. So it wasn't free. But I still have cable. And it's getting to the point now where I still need that to watch sports. And then I would need four or five other streaming services or whatever just to watch all the things.
You got to go to the sports grocery store and get all of
your
stuff.
Yes, just to watch all the things I was able to watch on cable alone 10 years ago.
I felt better.
Yeah.
I feel good about that. All right, so my list again, if you're just tuning in, subscribing to Apple TV. These are annoyances of sports in 2025, watching sport. And they're not big annoyance. They're, you know, first world problems, right? Subscribing to 1,000 subscription services. Getting beaten over the head with analytics, bacon, meatball percentage, PFF grades, Corsi, et al. Sports business, talking about contracts, the appropriation of contracts, dead money, value spending, types of spending, all that junk. The rampant and often prohibitive use of replay, ruining live moments, and the useless on-field, on-court interviews. Sean, I'm curious about your thoughts on the last one. Am I an outlier where I don't, like, there has to be a market for these interviews, right? Like, people have to care. Somebody's paying attention. If they excise those entirely, I would not mind. But somebody has to care, right?
Yeah, you don't really get much out of there. I do think if we could kind of go behind the scenes for some of the mic'd up stuff, you get good content out of that. But usually on the, you know, the national broadcast, you're not seeing it. I think back in the day, Inside the NFL, which was on HBO, used to have a lot of that where they would have guys mic'd up, and it was really insightful. But yeah, to your point, those quick, you know, sideline interviews or halftime interviews or whatever, you don't get much out of that whatsoever. I agree with that.
And those people, they would rather be, I don't know, jumping off a cliff, something that you don't want to do.
It's a little intimidating being the reporter sometimes, trying to interview a person that you know the last thing they want to do is talk to you.
Well, I mean, that doesn't bother me. It's just like if you're getting something out of it.
Which almost never happens.
You're not. Yes. What's the point? You know, like if I'm chasing a story and there's controversy and I need to talk to this person because I'm writing a story on it, it's the right thing to do to quote them, and it's unfair or not, there's not journalistic integrity and not quoting them, that's different. Somebody doesn't need to talk at halftime of a game. They're working.
Can I throw one more thing? And this is kind of a shot at what we do. The overreaction to one game, one inning, whatever, with sports hot takes and constantly having to have a massive opinion based on just one small snip as opposed to kind of formulating over a course of time. There's so much of that, it's unavoidable, that I think it almost takes away from people's enjoyment just to go and watch a game and say, you know, I enjoyed the win or the loss, where you know you're going to hear 10 million hot takes about it immediately afterwards or while it's happening even now with, you know, social media like Twitter.
Yep. Very reactive society, man.
I benefit more watching a game if I just put my phone down.
Oh, I absolutely do that. I've had that discussion on the evening show. I'll put my phone in the living room. I don't do it enough and just go back in the family room and watch it. It's so fun. So great being without your phone. All right, 50-minute mark on the Fans, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. We're 1 minute early, but that's okay. What's Cooking is brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And Fan Weather, it's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mostly sunny, a high of Hines Ward, 86. Today, go out and enjoy that weather. Sean Myers, thank you very much. PM Team is next. I'm Jason Mackey. Talk to you soon on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Sean Myers bringing you Fan Head.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.